Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Steven the Warman Writes Kickfighting Podcast Show. I am here with two very special guests. I have Ramzi Tamadidi, who is really coming up on the kickboxing stage, really getting his name out there. He had the win over Imromain a year ago. He won a world title earlier this year. He just came off a victory over Egon Ross. Say what's up, Ramzi.
Yeah, all right. Well, hi, people. Hi, America.
And then the next guest I have is Mosab Amrani, who's fought many times on its Showtime. He's fought all over the world. He fought in Thai Fight. Say hi, Mosab.
Hey, I'm here, Mosab Amrani.
Cool. Okay, well, let's get started first. Ramzi, tell us about how you got into kickboxing. Like, how did your career start?
I started in 2004 at an age of 24 years old, and I went to the gym with a friend of mine just to have a look. Then I came in contact with Case van der Velde, and that trainer who has trained a lot of champions. He trained Buddy Hardy, Orlando Elbit, Ashwin Barak, and many more fighters, famous fighters. And my first fight was after 8 months of training. From that point, I won every fight from the newbies till now, except my fight against Leroy Kessner, which was a doubtful loss, but
here. Okay, and then Mosab, how did you get started?
I was a badass on the streets of Amsterdam, East. And my nephew was training at the Musi gym, and he brings me to the gym.
Nice. So, Ramzi, for people who have never seen you fight before, what would they see if they watched you fight? What kind of fight style do you have?
I want them to see a technical and aggressive fighter. I try to read my opponent from the first round, and that's why they call me the professor. I try to take the lead right from the start. I am a progressive fighter. You can watch my fights and you will see I will be the one that brings the fight on.
Nice. And Mosab, a lot of people know you for your fight style. Could you explain to people what it's like to watch you fight? What do you feel like when you're fighting?
I want to be remembered like Mike Tyson, the most explosive fighter ever. You know, and when I am in the ring, I have a feeling in me I can destroy.
Good.
I'm ready to kill, you know?
Yeah, I know. Hello?
Yes, I'm ready for everything on that moment.
Nice. Okay, so, Ramzi, could you tell us, like, you know, you got into the sport a little bit later. Who are some of your favorite fighters in the sport to watch?
In the field of kickboxing, Andy Sauer is one of my favorites. And, of course, my friend here, Mosab Amrani, the Jaguar, Alfie, and the one, Yunus El Hassani.
Yep, Yunus is...
In the field of boxing, Mike Tyson.
Nice. And Mosab, who are some of your favorites?
I want to see myself. That's in the first place. And Ramzi, and one of my students, Hamza Susi from the team Amrani, he's a new kid on the block, but he will be the next champ. And I'm waiting for Yunus El Hassani his comeback.
Nice. So Ramzi, what do you think of how Holland views kickboxing? Because some people, you know, outside the world, I'm in America, and I think Holland kickboxing is really, really great. You know, I think it's really good. But inside of Holland, it's kind of, people don't look at it that highly. Like, how do you feel people treat kickboxers in Holland?
It's positive in the inner circle of martial arts, the sportsman audience, but the media and the government are troublemakers and carry out negative publicity, and that strains because the best fighters comes from the Netherlands. That said, because I think they have no idea about our training schedule. We train even much harder than sportmen in more common sports like soccer, so it's sad.
Nice, nice. And Mosab, you fought all over the world. Mosab, you fought in Thailand. You fought in France. How do you feel? How do you think people treat you when you fight in, you know, other countries? And then how do you feel when people treat you in Holland? Do you think it's different? Is it the same? Do you get respect? Good, good. So, Ramzi, there was a fight that took place after you won the world title. I remember we talked about it when I was doing my documentary there, but were you upset that the next day, you know, more people were talking about the fight than they were that you won a world title, because you fought, that was a wonderful fight. You fought great in that fight, and I think that more people should have paid attention to your winning the title, but the fight was all the news.
Of course, I was upset about that. And again, the government and the media got something to talk and write about. Because the people always were calling me, as well as to ask and congratulate me, but only to ask what happened.
So, Mosab, I have a question for you. Do you think that... It might be, maybe racism is why people look down on it, like, you know, because in kickboxing, there's fighters from every part of Holland, every race, but there are a lot of Moroccans and there's a lot of people from Suriname who fight. Do you think that maybe it's people are racist towards the sport? Okay, so could you tell Ramzi, you've been in the gym and you've been around the gym and now you teach people, could you tell people like how much good kickboxing does for young people?
Kickboxing is all about discipline, respect, energy, and self-confidence. Besides that, famous fighters can be a positive role model for the youngsters, so... It's okay.
Good, good. And Mosab, what does kickboxing mean to you? You talked about how you were on the streets a lot, and now you got into kickboxing. You're all over the world. What does kickboxing mean to you?
Now, kickboxing is my passion and my profession. I'm born as a fighter, and I will die like a fighter. That's how I want to be remembered. No, I'm just a fighting machine, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good, good. So let's talk about the loss that you mentioned before. Ramzi, you lost to Leroy Kessner, but you know, you feel you won the match, or you felt that the match should have gone differently. Could you talk about why you disagree with that decision?
I thought I won because I was the one who was making the match, and I brought the accident. There was some miscommunications about the rules. In my mind, it was including clinching. But at the end, it was just K1 rules. But straight after the fight, I challenged Leo for a rematch at the full Muay Thai rules. And that fight will never happen. It's sad because he quit the sport.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see that. Mosab, last year in the fight that they called the mayor of Amsterdam, the battle for who would be the king of Amsterdam, you went against Muhammad Kamal. You thought you won that fight. It was a very, very entertaining fight. You really brought a lot of action. Tell us about that fight and tell us why you feel you won that fight.
Because I made the fight. You know, everybody's still talking about this fight. It was a fight. It was the fight of 2010, and a small promoter will be rescued a rematch. And everybody knows that I win that fight, but it's in the past. we're looking forward.
Okay, so looking forward, Ramsey, you just won a world title. You just beat Egon a couple weekends ago. How do you feel about your career after these big wins? Like, what do you feel about your career right now?
From now on, I was looking for a progression, and I want to fight the most famous fighters, so I can test myself against the best fighters of the world. And for me, Egan was just another step in my career, because this was the first time I fought someone from outside Holland.
Good, and that's really important. Yeah, Mosab, you just won a fight outside Holland. You just won a fight on the Thai Fight promotion. Tell us about winning the fight down there. What was it like for you, you know, fighting in Thailand? And then if you have any thoughts on, you know, Thailand, of course, is going through a lot of trouble with the flooding. If you have any comments on that, could you share?
My fight was a good fight. It was a very tall opponent. But at the end, I fixed the job. Next fight will be against Fabio Pinga in the Thailand, Bangkok. That will be the fight of 2011. Our promise, 9-9. The whole Amsterdam East is fighting with me. The fight is hard on the streets of the Amsterdam East, you know?
Yes, I do. Nice. Nice to hear it. So let's talk about K1. K1 is under new management now, and they said that they are going to get three weight classes, 63 kgs, 70 kgs, and then the heavyweight division. And they said that they're going to get the best 32 fighters in the world from each weight class. We'll start with you, Ramsey. Ramsey, do you feel like, you know, you're one of those best 32 fighters, and how do you think you would do in K1?
The only thing I can say is just give me a chance or opportunity and I will prove my skills. I promise I will show the real professor. So we're going to do it the professor way.
Nice, nice. And Mosab, you've been fighting about, you know, 67 kgs and 65. Can you make 63 kgs still? And if you could, would you like to fight in K1?
If I could, but 63 is not option for me, because the muscles are growing, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so my focus is on 65, 67 kilograms. And at this weight class, I want and will be the world champion of the world. So bring them on, you know?
Definitely, definitely. So, Ramsey, if you could choose any opponent to fight, anyone in the world right now, who would you want to fight?
The best of the best fighters, just that, no more, no less. So it's very easy.
Nice. And Mosab, is there anybody who you would like to fight?
At my level, I fight everybody. I'm not afraid of any man. So it's up to them to pick up the gauntlet.
Nice, nice. So, of course, both of you know Badr Hari, and he's leaving the sport of kickboxing for boxing. What do you guys think about him leaving kickboxing? Are you going to miss him as a kickboxer? How do you think he'll do as a boxer?
Yeah, Badr Hari, he's the best and he's the champ. I think most of think the same. But at the end, for me, it's just his choice, and I have respect for that. Besides that, I also have a boxing ambition. So if there's a gym in the U.S. that want to give me a try, just let me know.
Nice. And Mosab, what do you think about Badr Hari, and would you want to box down the road?
Badr Hari, he's the biggest fighter of the world, you know. And everybody know he's the very explosive and aggressive fighter. That's also my style. And for me, he will stay the champ, you know.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So,
you will come back. You never know.
Yeah, you're right.
Just had maybe he wants to kick somebody out, so maybe he'll come back.
I hope so too, because like you said, he's the most famous kickboxer. We were in France, everybody knew him. Like he's really popular. So Ramzi, this part is for you. Do you want to give thanks, talk about any promoter, any gym, any, you know, any trainer? This is the opportunity for you to promote whatever you want.
First of all, I want to ask promoters to let me fight in the big events, and also I want to promote my team to the US market. Let's bring that MMA fighters to the Netherlands to improve their stand-up skills, because we also arrange boot camps here, AVF. I want to thank them first of all, and after I want to thank also Casey McFelder, Fitz Werner, my patch training, and Martin Jansen, and also my sponsor, STB, and my fans, and especially my number one fan, my mother.
Nice, nice. And Mosab, same question. Is there anyone you want to promote, any trainer, any friends that fight with you? Is there anybody that you'd like to talk about?
First of all, I want to thank you for this interview. And I want to promote the fighters from my gym, Matthias Icha, Yunus El Mahsani from the Musi gym, you know my gym. And I have my own students, Hamza Susi and Khalid Pampir, Samir Jod and Nizar B, a lot of good fighters from the team I'm running. And also I want to, you know, the best trainers of the world, Musi Akubrana and Martin Jansen. That's my my trainers. I want to give a crew. I tell you a small secret, you know, okay?
Uh-huh.
I even seen a famous UFC fighter at my gym, at Musi gym. My trainer trains him. And that's it. No, I don't tell anymore.
Steven, also from me, thanks for everything.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Interviews. And thanks, America.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks a lot, gentlemen, and definitely look forward to talking to you more in future.